Welcome, everybody. November 22nd, yes, 2011. So today, 22, is an 11-11 day, and we just completed 11-11-11 on November 11th, and now we have a 22-day 11-11-11-11. Because in numerology, the 22 can also be two 11s, or it can also be a 4, which, of course, is the neutral mind or the number of the heart. So we're going to talk about and feel, the word for the feminine, move from a thinking to a feeling state about what's happening and what does the aftermath of 11-11 mean, and what does it denote, what's the demarcation, what's the line of demarcation that we need to be aware of. And the 28th, October 28th, 2011, was the end of the ninth wave of the Mayan calendar, the steps of the pyramid. And then October 29th, we had one day, which was the 10th wave. So we had one day of the 10th wave. And then between October 29th, 2011, and 11-11-11. Those days in that time period were basically the void, the days of the void. It's the days that the heavens stood still, like the day the earth stood still. And that was a recalibration day where everything stood still until we reversed direction. And now the energy flow is reversed, and this is what we've been talking about and working with on our Shakti activation calls, where the energy is now reversed. So what's happening now is we're now moving back down into the center of the pyramid, going down through the nine dimensions, into the heart of the mother, into the heart of the divine feminine, into spiritualizing matter. So this is the moment that we get to bring the consciousness of all 9, 10 dimensions, embody it with the consciousness of the divine feminine and reverse direction. So for the last 16 billion years, or some amount of time, part of that time, we've been moving out, out, out with the direct line of the patriarchy. Now we bring it back into the heart chakra and come down into the center of the pyramid, down to reconnect with the mother. And what's different about this is that we get to bring the consciousness of all these different dimensions, and we get to embody that consciousness and stay in the physical and bring it into the earth, gather up all the consciousness and bring it back into the earth so that the earth herself gets these high frequencies that we've had all these thousands of years to experience, and all these experiences that we've had and learned, we get to bring that awareness and those gifts back to, it's almost we're coming back to the mother, and we're laying these gifts of awareness, these gifts of our consciousness, these experiences that we've had, what we've learned about ourselves, what we've learned about who we are, what we felt. We get to bring them, gather them all up like a bouquet of roses and lay them at the feet of the mother, the crystalline heart of Mother Earth. And that's what we're doing right now. We're gathering our gifts of consciousness and we're laying them at her feet or at her crystalline core. And when we do that and we align our divine feminine frequencies with the crystalline core of the mother, then we move into that relationship of co-creation with the mother. So that's what happened. That's the reversal of direction as of 11-11-11. It's a co-creation with the crystalline core of the mother, the crystalline frequency. So it's one thing just to say, oh yes, we're co-creators with the divine, but what does that mean? So we really get to define what being co-creators with the divine means. And this is what it is. The co-creation is the embodiment of the divine mother. And each of these levels has a certain consciousness, a certain lesson, so to speak, that was initiated or anchored into the planet. And so when we can work with each of the lessons, so to speak, or each of the intelligences of these nine levels, and bring our expanded awareness and our consciousness with that learning, with that lesson, then we spiritualize that particular step or that particular frequency into wholeness. And that's what co-creation is. It's the experience of wholeness, of the divine feminine working with the divine masculine. And it's the unity consciousness then that keeps giving birth to a whole new world, whole new galaxies, whole new possibilities. And that's the expansion route that we're following. Well, today, during this time period, life as part of our spiral galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, we have on the 12th of November, we had Mars moving from Leo into Virgo, joining with a star called Regulus, which is part of the constellation of Leo. But what's happening is this star, which is actually four stars, is called the it's called the Little King, and this has to do with the transfer of leadership as this star moves from the sign of Leo into Virgo. And this happens, interestingly enough, every 26,000 years. And we also remember that every 26,000 years, our sun lines up with the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy, opening up the portal or the stargate. And the 11-11-11 was the opening of the stargate of divine love. So this, what this symbolizes is it's the end of the rule of the kings, and it's the emergence of the powerful feminine bringing us focus on the healing of the feminine, bringing our attention with Chiron along with Neptune, which represents the collective unconscious. And now we're bringing this with this aspecting with this star, Regulus. It's in direct opposition. So what this means is that we are having the opportunity to pay attention to how we are not synchronizing with the divine feminine on our planet. And we get to bring that awareness and the gift of that awareness back through these nine steps of the pyramid, or the awareness of what needs to now be synced up with the collective consciousness of the divine feminine. So this Pluto aspect is saying we're going to go deep into our unconscious, and we're going to see what is unconsciously misaligned, or what's unconsciously aligned just with the patriarchy needs to be realigned with what serves the mother, which what serves the divine feminine. And that's what we're looking at right now. So this is a really good month to reassess what's not in alignment with the mother energies. And we've got sun moving into Sag, and we've got the new moon in Sagittarius, and a solar eclipse actually on Thursday. So we've got this fire energy that realigns everything. It says it's a new beginning, it's a new start. Put your passion with the divine feminine. So whatever ways that you want to express that or align with that, we've got those energies, just the passion of that, the passion of the flame coming up through us. So we've got all these influences right now giving us the fire energy, the passion to change our direction as a planet, as a consciousness on the planet. So we're looking at how we can move through this space with grace and with patience, how we can relax, how we can breathe, how we can give birth to this, how we can go into the core of the mother. And when we meet the eyes of the divine feminine in ourselves and in the eyes of the other and in the eyes of nature, and we feel aligned with that and in synchronization with that, then we are a co-creator. So we can co-create with this new alignment, with this alignment that we've been talking about for a long time, but it's actually happening. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to talk a little bit about the lesson for each of the nine levels and how we're going down through those levels with the consciousness of these lessons. And so the first dimension was the cellular dimension. That was 16 billion years ago. And this had to do with what was evolving on the Earth was single-celled algae or amoebas. And the lesson for that level is that each cell is conscious. Each cell has consciousness. And just think about, if everybody on the planet was aware that everything that existed was sacred and had consciousness, and there was a connection, so this is the feminine pivotal word, there was a connection with that consciousness, that our intelligence was connected with the intelligence of every cell on the planet. Think about what a different type of planet we would have. So that's the first dimension. We come up to the second dimension, which was 850 million years ago, and this is when there was the evolution of mammals on the planet, multicellular organisms, sexual polarity, and a structure that, and the plant kingdom that supported higher life. So what, the same thing, what if we if we understood that we are part of being supported by the plant life on the planet? We are part mammal, as Yogi Bhajan used to say. You're part animal, part human, and part divine. So this animal part of us is dependent on the planet for being fed, for this plant life. And we know that intellectually, but what if everybody felt that? What if there was the connection and the gratitude to the mother supporting us, supporting our physical bodies? And we move up to the third dimension, which is the familial level. So this is groups of beings, and this is when the monkeys started coming onto the planet, and the ability to walk upright and to use tools. This was 40 million years ago. So what if we felt connected to family groups? The feminine, what's the feminine awareness of that? The mother, the nurturing, wanting to protect the family. We move up to 2 million years ago, which is called the tribal, and this is when the first humans appeared. So now we have the experience of even more consciousness, possibly the experience of being able to manipulate the environment. We can see what this might lead to. So what if we could get back to that place where humans first appeared on the Earth, and the ecology was still, the environment was still intact, and humans lived in connection and awareness with the environment, as part of the environment. So we move up to the next level, when the regional level, the fifth level, when humans are able to make complex tools, develop spoken language, art, like cave paintings, and early religion, and begin to be organized in regional cultures. Different cultures started to appear. So what if we brought the consciousness of acceptance to all these different cultures onto the Earth? And we move up, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. The sixth level, we experience the evolution of civilized consciousness. So here we have written language. Humans start to construct cities and buildings, and we start developing science and fine art, and now we have national organizations. It's called the national level. This was 3100 BC. So what if we were organized based on, like, villages, that where the villages supported the people and the environment, living in that organized consciousness? And we move up. Then we've got the planetary, which is industrialization. 1769 is when that began. Materialism, industrialism, Americanism, and democracy. So we have some work to do there. On up to 1999, the galactic level. Aware that there is more than just planet Earth. There is more, that we are part of a larger galaxy, part of a consciousness. part of the spiral galaxy, the Kundalini Milky Way galaxy, all up into the universal consciousness. And that is evolution of our own cosmic consciousness, knowing that we're unlimited beings and we have the potential to experience all nine dimensions. We're multidimensional beings. So when you think about these different levels, these different time periods of the planet, and you think about bringing the consciousness of the mother, of the divine feminine, of these goddesses, the goddess cards, to each of these areas in our consciousness, in our life, in ourselves, and integrate those frequencies in ourselves, and that those beings that are vibrating and pulsating with those frequencies are the ones that can experience the ascension and experience the co-creation into the union with the center of the Milky Way galaxy and on into the center of M87, which is the galaxy that the Milky Way and other galaxies revolve around. So we're moving into unlimited consciousness, but unlimited consciousness in relationship to the divine feminine, the divine portal of love. So you are the ones that hold this portal, that hold this precious portal, hold this precious portal as these frequencies come in. And I think I was talking on the last call about the experience of receiving these higher frequencies, these beings that are coming through, the galactic beings, I like to call them. And I was laughing last night. I said I was experiencing first contact, where I was feeling that it's not like little green men are going to land on the White House lawn. They won't, because I heard that the White House officially announced they do not believe in ETs, so have no doubt. They won't land there. But I experienced the light of consciousness of these higher frequency beings, these light beings that hold these higher frequencies, actually interfacing with me and feeling inside my consciousness, inside my body, lit up. So you can invite the higher frequency beings in, and you can make sure you can ask for beings of light, beings of higher dimensions, and you can ask to serve the galactic, serve the consciousness, the unity consciousness at this time, and embody them and bring them into your bodies. So my request would be, and we talked about this at the beginning of the call, to think about these different levels and notice, say, between now and next week, how you would bring the consciousness of the Divine Feminine to these different aspects, these different levels. And if anyone that I've been talking about kind of especially piqued your interest, then maybe you can relate something about that to us next week, and about how you want to vibrate more harmony, more qualities of the Divine Feminine into a certain area that you're aware of needs more love, more connection with the crystalline frequency of the Mother. So that's what I wanted us to start sort of thinking about and synergizing about. And I actually think I'll leave that for next week for the next call, so you have time to think about it. So for now, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and we will vibrate and chant Ma, the Ma meditation, so we can just open up our hearts and vibrate at all nine dimensions and put this frequency into the grid so that we can reset the grid to vibrate at the frequency of the Divine Mother. So thank you. I'm getting thanks from our beings that are here with us, that work with us, that we are activating the Ma, the Divine Feminine energy, into the frequency of the planet and out beyond the planet at this time. So just breathe in, open up your heart, lift up on your diaphragm, roll your shoulders up and back, palms open, and you can really open up your throat and just feel the Ma, breathe it in and let it out as a conduit, as a divine co-creative conduit.
Ma, Ma, Ma.
inhale. And exhale. Extend the Ma energy out into the grid, all nine dimensions, into the galaxies, to the universal mind, the Ek Omkar. And let it go. Beautiful. And then slowly come back. Okay, great.